there are really two distinct elements in terms of their morality. Ki Hashem yeh bechislach v'shamarag l'chamilachad is the go notes in two different ways. So one, Hashem will fill in those intellectual gaps. We all have our intellectual cognitive limitations that prevent us from seeing the right thing to do in the sense of lo amar etz kasid. V'shamarag l'chamilachad means that, and even when sometimes we know what the right thing to do is, but what Chazal would call the teyavon, a person who the flesh is weak, a person who falls into a kind of a carnal trap. So again, here, what I'm most interested in for this evening is Hashem bechachma yasad eretz konein shemayim b'sivuna bedato tehomos nivko shchakim yirafu tal, that all wisdom harkens back to the source of wisdom, the Baal HaChachma, Hashem, and that the implication for us is that we should hold dear and hold fast to this wisdom, Tushio Mizima. That will, of course, bring us closer to God, who is the very source of wisdom. If God is Chachma, Das, Bina, I wouldn't say personified, but embodied, so then our closeness to those traits, to those attributes, the halachta bidracha of imitati odei, is then our way of drawing close to Him. The impression that one gets in these psukim in the Mishlei, and one gets in the Rambam in even stronger terms that we're about to read in Hilchos Tshuva, is that the extent to which one values wisdom, Chachma, Bina, Das, two of the six questions a person is asking around Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph when they ascend to the celestial court. Last two questions, Kilpalta b'Chachma Ivanta Davar Mitoch Davar, you engage in Chachma and Bina. These are cardinal virtues. The cardinal virtues, in as much as they speak to our desire for godly life. So here the Rambam develops the idea further and says something which I think frankly shocked most Rishonim in terms of what appears on its face to be something of a harsh doctrine, but I think it fits in more than seamlessly, but really naturally emerges from the psukim that we read in Mishlei about Hashem being the source of wisdom and then the rest of us facing a choice in light of that. Rishus kol adam nesunelo, the Rambam says in Parakei of Hilchos Tshuva. Im ratzu l'hatos atzol derech tov lios tzadik ha-rishus biyado, im ratzu l'hatos atzol derech ra lios rasha ha-rishus biyado. A person can propel himself along the path of righteousness or its opposite. Hu shekasuv batora hein ha-adam hayo ke-achad mimenu ladas teva ra. That's what the malachim, right, the celestial realm are reacting to when they say, "Hein ha'adam haya ke'echad mimenu ladas tova ra, kilomar hein min zeshel adam haya echad ba'olam sui generis ve'elo min sheni domela bezeha inyin." What's so unique? What is unique? Sheyehei hu me'atzmo b'dasu machshavaso yudea tova ra ve'osa kol mashu chafetz ve'elo mi sheyakev al yadu mimasar satovo hara. It's because man has unfettered agency and the capacity to discern that which is right and that which is wrong, eo ipso, man carries singular responsibility for his life. I'll just add one dik of my own. It's not just what the Rambam is keyed in on ke echad, right? Echad nefs meaning one, but singular, different. Man is apart from the rest of the cosmos in this regard because nobody else, nothing else really, bears the kind of ultimate responsibility for behavior the way that man does, because man, again, has choices and they have the cognitive capacity to make those choices. I just want to key in for a second on the next word, which is mimenu. Meaning in this sense, man is very much the shadow of the divine. Which is playing on this closeness, Kavi Yachol, that the Nachash, right, was able to seduce Chava telling her that the reason that God imposes these rules on you is ki yedei Elokim ki biyom achalcham mimenu v'nefkechu eneichem v'yisem ki Elokim yodei tavra. God is concerned that you're going to close the gap. It would have been preposterous if Nachash had said that to a plant life or to the armadillo. It was only because there was something to talk about, or so it seemed anyway, or there appeared that there was something to talk about in terms of v'yisem ki Elokim yodei tavra. That's exactly what the Malachim say, right? Hein ha'adam haya ke'echad mimenu, right? Ke'echad mimenu, that it's as if they belong in the realm above. So let's go further in the Rambam. Al yavur machshavas ha'davar zesh omrim tipshim omos v'rov gomei b'nei Yisrael. Don't even entertain the thought that the Rambam here is not generous in his language about either Gentiles or Rov Golmei B'nei Yisrael. A golem is not a compliment. Shekadosh Baruch Hu goes there al ha'adam itchitz v'yosel etzadik ha'rasha. In the other case, there is no determination as far as moral character. In the other case, al ha'kol adam adam ra'ili etzadik ha'mesh rabbeinu ha'rasha ki rabbam. Person choose their moral destiny. Now here's where the Rambam, that mostly will be agreed to. Chazal say, so moral agency, clear enough. However, the Rambam shocks us by saying, O Chacham, O Sachal, O Rachman, O Achzari, O Cheli, O Shav, V'chein Shar Kol Hadeos. Let's focus on O Chacham, O Sachal for a second. Person can choose to be a wise person or a fool. So the Gaz Maimonides says, really? Intelligence quotient is a choice? And the Rambam would say, yes. And the Rambam goes further. For Eilu mi shechafeyu v'la gozer alav lo mi shemosh chalechem mi shehadrachem hu me'atzim idatei neitzel ezederach sheyirtze. Man chooses tov and ra, God does not determine it. Now, inasmuch as the Rambam was convinced that part of tov and ra, perhaps the most significant part of tov and ra, is a choice to be a chacham or a sachal, let's remember that we're dealing with the Rambam here, ha'ava l'fiya yidiya, right? The question of Chachma is the ultimate moral question. So the Rambam, I think, perforce, must believe that that itself is in a person's agency. For the Rambam, the idea that somebody would be born with such limitations of intellect as to make it impossible for them to make any kind of moral choices would completely undermine any sense of Bechira Chach, just the part of that individual. So for the Rambam, to the extent that one chooses to be a chacham or a sachal, we're dealing with a moral choice, and as such, squarely within the human and not divine realm. And I think that emerges very clearly from Sefer Mishlei. Hashem b'chachma yasad eretz, konein shamayim b'sivuna, b'dato tehomos nivka'u, shechakim yirafu tal, Bini al yaluzu me'enecha netzartut yom mezima. The idea is that identifying the Ribbono shel Olam as the ultimate source of Chachma, Bina, and Das is insufficient. What we must then do is al yaluzu me'enecha, right, to grasp onto it ourselves, to strive for Chachma, not as if our lives depended on it, but because our lives depend on it. Quality of our moral and spiritual lives. So the Rambam then goes on to say, "V'kevin shekenu," because there's unfettered human agency. Nimsa ze'echete hu yifsid al atzmo. It's only to blame for himself. Lo'ki pikach ro'i lo livko subakonin al kol masha asal nafsho al masha asal nafsho v'gam la ra'a hu shekasev acharav ma yisonin chai gever achatav. A person really has something to be upset about. If it was predetermination, what are you upset about? You couldn't have done anything anyway. But given that there's agency, right, a person really has every reason to be not just upset, but crushed. Mitzad sheni, because the Rambam holds Rishus of Yadenu, since our Rishu Senu is in our own hands, there's another side of the story, which is don't be so crushed so as to be paralyzed. Agency works in a positive direction as well. Ball is still in our court. That's why Hashem reacts after Mamad Har Sinai says the Dibros, Mi Yitain Vayalavavam Zelohem Kilomar. In Abori Kofa Bnei Adam Lo Gozer Lemasas Tevo Ra Libam Masur Lahem. Choice belongs to them. As such, God is left to say, Mi Yitain Vayalavavam Zelohem. I hope that they only continue in this Dech. Mitzvah Rambam is that man is ultimately responsible, that this is the foundation of all of the religion, right? Ikar zeh, ikar gadol hu amud hadas, amud ha-Torah v'amitzvah. The idea really is that, for the Rambam, the extent to which one makes any moral choice is the touchstone of spiritual life. And included in those moral choices is the decision to be a chacham. Exactly what Mishlei would have us believe. It's after identifying ki Hashem b'chachma yasad aretz konin shemayim b'svuna d'dato nivku'u tehomos shechakim yarfu tal. Seeing Hashem's hand in the cosmos causes our reaction to b'ni al yaluzu me'enecha, that we cannot allow any kind of slippage. We have to hold it right in front of us. That is exactly what the Rambam gives voice to. The pursuit of Chachma is very much not an intellectual choice, or purely cognitive choice, but a moral choice, a spiritual, ethical choice as well. I'd like to try to further this position with the source in Chazal. The Gemara Brachos Daf Nun Tanei. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shlosha Dvarim, Machzor HaMekadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmo. Three areas, as it were, God has unique involvement. Ve'eluhein, Ra'av, Seva, Parnas Tov. Ra'av, Dechsiv, Ki Ra'av, Sham Le'ra'av. Seva, Dechsiv, Ve'karasi, Al Dagan, Ve'yibesi, Yeso. So, famine, surplus, God has direct involvement. Parnas Tov, but a Parnas Tov, meaning a responsible communal leader, Dechsiv, Ayomer Shem Moshe Lemor, Re'ei Karasi, Lashon Ani Karasi, Hashem says, B'Shem B'Tzalel. God wants to be very directly involved. In other words, B'Tzalel's emergence is a product of Hashkecha, I would call it Hashkecha, Prati Shebepratis, right? Specific divine involvement, whatever that means. Rabbi Yitzchak, a little further, develop the point. Ema Midim Parnas, Altiv Elayim Kain, Nimlachin B'tzibur, Shnema Re'u Karashem B'Shem B'Tzalel. A feather in the cap of democracy, right? That you have to consult the tzibur. I'm going to look at his Baruch L'Moshe, Moshe Hagan Alecha B'Tzalel. I'm the Rebbeinu Shalala. Fanecha Hagan L'Fanai L'Kol Shekein. Whatever you think. I'm going to look at Afal Pichein Leichem Or Lehem. You have to go communicate to the Jewish people. Hello, v'mor lohem l'Yisrael, hagun aleichem b'tzal, amr lo, excuse me, halach, v'amr lohem l'Yisrael, hagun aleichem b'tzal, amr lo, v'nei kadosh baruch hu, l'panecha hu hagun, l'paneinu l'kol shekein. The Jewish people had the same reaction. Okay. In other words, the impression that one gets here is that Hashem is very much directly involved in the selection of b'tzalel. Ruh kara Hashem b'shem, b'tzalel ben uri v'nechod ma'ate yudah. Yavo Pichain, it was important to have the imprimatur of the Jewish people. Amr b'shmo bar nachmani or b'yonasan, b'tzalel al shem chachmas or nikra. Shasham b'nechodesh baruch l'moshe, lech, morlo b'tzalel, asegli mishkan aron v'chelim, halach Moshe v'afach. Moshe inverted the order, and he prioritized the spiritual essence over the architectural necessity. V'amar lo, asay aron kelim the mishkan. Exact opposite order. Amr lo Moshe Rabbeinu, Nagash l'olam, Adam Bein Abayis Achamach Nesecho Kelim. Ata Omer Aseli Arvan Vechelim Umishka and Kim Vishani Yosin Eichan Achnisim. So it tells us to Moshe Fakert. Right? You're telling me to first put together the vessels, there's no house to put them in. You have to work from the outside in. Shema Kacham L'Chakadosh Baruch Hu Asei Mishkan Arvan Vechelim. Maybe God told you the opposite. So Amalo, it's Moshe Rabbeinu says, yeah, maybe, Shema Betzal Kel Hayisa V'Yadata. Right, it says, if you were there for that conversation, which obviously he was not, but the idea is, Betzal Kel, right, Betzalus Chachma is an approximation, is instead, literally, in the stead of, the Chachmas Elokim. Betzal Kel Hayisa. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Here's our critical section. Yedeiha b'tzal tzayich osiyo shenivru men shamayim v'aretz k'siv ha'acha v'yimalei se oso ruach elokim b'chachma v'svuno v'da'as. B'tzalel was enveloped and suffused with the ruach elokim b'chachma t'vuno v'da'as. The three elements, chachma bina v'da'as. K'siv ha'asam, our locus for tonight. Hashem b'chachma yasar aretz konein shamayim v'svuno Bedato Tehomos Nivko. Meaning that the Tzalel was suffused, endowed, animated by these three characteristics. Chachma, Bina, and Das. Now how would one say that? Exactly as we said before, he's like Hashem. Bitzalkel? Exactly what we wanted to say about Mishlei in the first place. Namely, that the Mishlei Hishlomo ben David imploring us, B'ni al yaluzu me'enecha, right? Because Chachma, Bina, and Das are so characteristic of the divine essence, right? Don't allow these critical, critical virtues at your own level, Basher Husham, to animate you. That's exactly what Bitzal was endowed with, and he, so to speak, was a participant in the very drama of creation. Yada Bitzal Atarif Osios, he knew the formula, so to speak, through which true creativity was achieved. Hain Briya Shemayim V'aretz, Hain Binyan HaMishkan V'Asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Sucha. Now, shades of the Rambam. Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan marad ara the Yisrael on the record. And because Baruch Hu knows in Chachma Mishi Yesh Mokachma. Hashem only does with wisdom those who already have wisdom. My grandmother would like to say, God helps those who help themselves, but specifically with respect to wisdom. Shenemar, Yahiv Chachmasu v'chakimin. God imparts Chachma to those already Chakimin. God endows Bina to those already Yodim. Shem Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava V'Amir Kami De Rabbi Avohu Amir Li Asun Mehasam Asnisu La Anan Mehacham Asnisam La Dechsev Lev Kol Chacham Lev Nasati Chachma. We learned from a different pasuk, context of the creation of the Mishkan, those who already chachmei lev, right, they had not just intelligence, but wisdom, profound spiritual insight and intuition, God rewards them with chachma. What that means, essentially, though, is to merit this kind of siyata d'shmaya, one needs to have already determined oneself as, again, a pursuer of chachma. It's exactly what the Rambam said, that a person, harishus nesuna, person wants to be a chacham, person wants to be a sachal, the rishos is biyado. And that's the impression you get from this Gemara as well. If it wasn't through the person's own initiative, then what would the Gemara mean when it said God only gives to those who already have attained? It obviously represents the idea that human initiative, in terms of chachma, bina, and das, is actually indispensable, and it's the way, it's the very path towards the halach mitrachav, towards divinity. It wasn't an accident for the person who was most characterized by Chachma, Bina, and Das, is called Bitzal Kel. He is the very image, the apotheosis of Tzelem Elokim, because he's suffused Vayimalei oso ruach Elohim. Okay? He is filled with it. The sign of the Acharis Hayamim, Malach ol Haaretz Deyas Hashem Kamayim Layam Mechasin. That will become like something of a general state. Now, a Mizmor Tehillim, this Mizmor Ches, which may be the locus classicus for this dialectic. One hand, God's complete transcendence, with respect to, in particular, to creation and the cosmos, completely beyond us. And at the same time, right, so man's smallness, ma'enosh, kisiz kirenu ben adam, kisif kidenu, but me'idach, at the same time, but on the other hand, the very fact that God has entrusted man is a very, very powerful vote of confidence. So let's see how this Mizmor tone develops. So I think develops this point. Then on the one hand, Hashem bechachma yasad aretz, konein shamayim bisvuna bedaaso, bedato, nivku, tahomos, shchakim yirafu tal, God alone, God completely in his own realm. And yet at the same time, the aspiration that we have to, in our own way, at our own level, b'ni al yaluzu me'enecha, not to allow those characteristics, again, on a human level, to slip away. L'matzeach ha'lagetis mizmor l'david. Adonai adonenu ma'adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz asher t'nahotcha al shamayim. Mipi olulim v'yonkim yisad ta'oz v'man tzarecha l'ashbiz oyev v'misnakim. Ki eresh ha'mecha Asher Konan to the Rambam, of course, quotes these psukim in his discussion of Avas Hashem. So when I behold the heavens, the handiwork of your fingers, the moon and the stars, again the same words we have in Mishlei, right? Konin Shemayim Bisvuna Asher Konanta. The natural, inexorable thought, Ma'enosh Kisis Kirenu. Ben Adam Kisif Kiden, was man, small, insignificant, much in the Rambam, Beria, Shvela, Afela, Kitana, Bifnei Tmim Deos, Vatechasrehu Me'at Me Elokim, and yet, you've only made him just a little bit less than God, of course, more than just a little bit, but you know what David HaMelech is saying, V'chavod V'hadar Tatrehu, you God, have empowered him. You've put him in charge. You've given a mandate over all the cosmos called Shasas Achas Raglav, the Rabs of Echiv Shuha. Sonev Avlapim Kulam, Vigam Bamos Sadai, Tzipor Shemaim Udgei Hayam, Over Urchos Yamim. The animal kingdom, in all of its detail, in all of its minutia, and the conclusion can only be Adonai Adonenu Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. Not as it was in the beginning of the Mizmor, meaning God's power as manifest through creation, but God's power manifest through what I would call here the Kalach HaTzimtzum, the fact that God, who embodies it all, Lo Olam Mekomo, Elohu Mekomo Shel Olam, God who transcends it all, who bestrides it all, is above it all. That's the beginning. That's the first time we have Adonai Adonenu Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. The second Adonai Adonenu Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz is the fact that God, who doesn't need man, need to be a place for man, contracts himself and entrusts man with so much. Kol shasas achas raglav. Heina Adam, in the lesson of the Rambam, the Chesuva Perikei, hayaki achad mimenu. Singular. God is unthreatened by man and allows man so much agency and rishus. This itself, perhaps, is the greatest testament to God's greatness. Adonai Adonenu Ma'adir Shimcha b'chol ha'aretz, how awesome and powerful and majestic it truly is that God, right, it, the author and creator of man, so unthreatened, so far above it all, that he's perfectly willing, not out of a sense of apathy, but he wants to see man, so to speak, try his hand. In other words, exactly the opposite of what the Nachash was telling Chava. Ki yode Elokim, ki b'yom ha'chalchem imenu, v'nifkechu einechem yisem ke Elokim yedei teiv hara. The Nachash makes it seem as God is something to be worried about. On the contrary, Tam she'u ma'asi yedeacha. Man is only one boss, and that's God. Man is put in complete control. God is so unthreatened. If God were threatened by man, then he wouldn't do that. And again, the sense is that man is invited to carve out a quasi-divine role. B'tzal kel ha'yiso, v'techasreihu ma'at me'elokim, just ma'at, as it were. And the path towards that is, of course, v'halacha b'drachav, and ma'hu borei olamos, Hashem b'chachma yosar aretz, kenin shamayim b'svuna, b'dato nivka utahimos, shchakim yir'apu tal. If those are the features, the bonus olam, so then b'ni al yaluzu me'inecha, you have to embody them as well. Vayimaleo so ruach elokim b'chachma u'b'svuna u'b'das u'b'chol melacha. The idea that we too engage in melacha. Of course, the first one to engage in melacha was Ribono Shel Olam himself. Vayimchal elokim b'yom ha'shvi'i melachto asher asa. Mahu osa melacha? Afanachnu osim melacha? We're supposed to do melacha of various types, in various forms. And that is supposed to serve as a very powerful impetus. To do that, of course, we need to embrace his ordained Chachma, Bina, and Das. To bring the semester full circle. Opening of Sefer Mishlei as we approach into the third parak. Mishlei Shlomo ben David, Melech Yisrael, Das, Chachma, Musar, Lahavinim, Revina. Here you have it, Chachma, Das, Bina. Latachas Moser Haskel Tzedek Mishpat Meisharim Laseis Lefsoim Arma Lenardas Mizima. As we said again today, Tushia Mizima Yish Machachem Yisik Lekach Nabon Tachbulos Yikne. All levels, the Nahar will benefit, but the Chacham will also benefit, as will the Nabon. Lavin Mashom Litzah Divrei Chachamim Bechidosam. Now that critical pasuk that we interpreted at so many different levels before, Yiras Adonai Reishis Das Chachma Musar Vilin Basu. The beginning of all knowledge, the first fact, as it were, the first constructive piece of information is Yiras Hashem. That He is the source of it all, and the only legitimate way of participating in this world is on those terms, Yiras Hashem Reishis Das. That's what we've said up until now. Just allow me to conclude with one perhaps slightly nuanced interpretation based on what we saw today. Again, the pursuit of Chachma, of Bina, of Das, essentially of those divine attributes, Hashem b'Chachma yasar aretz, kenin shamayim b'sivuna, b'dato nivkau tahomos, shchakim yir'apu tau, B'ni al yaluzu me'inecha. Our pursuit of Chachma, Bina, and Das, which we discern as divine qualities, when B'tzalel is endowed with them, it's called Ruach Elokim. Acharei hodia Elokim eschaz kol eila, or eschaz kol zos rather, in Chacham v'Navon kamocha, Hanimsach as Aish Asher Ruach Elokim Bo, Pyrrha says about Yosef. Yosef Chachma and Bina is seen as a Ruach Elokim. The same with Bezalel. So if we appreciate that Chachma, Bina, and Das are essentially divine characteristics, and to the extent that we engage truly in Chachma, Bina, and Das, we cannot but help but come close to Hashem, So perhaps that's one additional layer of meaning in this pasuk. Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das. The beginning, the first step on the path towards knowledge, true knowledge, enhancing knowledge, not just empty, trivial facts, but true knowledge, is an understanding rooted in Yiras Hashem, a belief that God is Himself the source of all of it. Of all Chachma, Bina, and Das, Hashem b'Chachma, Yaser Aretz, Kinin Shamayim b'Zvuna, b'Da'ato, Nivku'u, Tehomos. Hashem's Chachma, Hashem's Bina, Hashem's Da'as, the goal is in our own way to try to tap into that, obviously through the Torah, and through use of the mind that God and nobody but God endowed us with, to try to draw nigh to the Creator. That is our ultimate privilege. It's an atara, it's a crown for us. But in as much as it's a privilege, the Rambam would remind us that it is a deep responsibility. Rishus Nitsuna, not just to be a tzaddik or a rasha, but to be a chacham or a sachal. The extent to which we want chachma, a moral choice. Rishus Nesuna. God does not prejudge. God does not coerce. God does not even, substantively speaking, cause proclivities. That's Lashon HaRambam. Other Rishonim disagree. Yiras Hashem Reishis Das, Chachmo Musar Avilim Bazu. The Avilim, those who go in the darkness, those who cast the skepticism, they denigrate Chachmo Musar as a pursuit. But on the contrary, Yiras Hashem Reishis Das, those of us, we all, who aspire to be B'nai Deya, B'nai Binah, appropriately, B'nai Chachma, right? We have deep attraction and affinity towards these virtues, Chachma, Bina, and Das, exactly what the Avilim were Mivaza, because we see this as our paths, as our path to godliness, and the Halachta B'drachav. So if we wish to have the sense that David HaMelech speaks about, Shivisa Hashem Negdi Sami Kimimini Balemot, that sense of deep closeness, it has to come by shaping, forming, molding, crafting, sometimes great discomfort, shaping ourselves, sometimes with our teva, sometimes breaking our teva, to push everything in a direction of V'alachta B'drachav, coming close to Him. An essential way that we do that is learning, say, from Mishle, a book about the pursuit of Chachma, Bina, and Das, to try to develop not just as an intellectual characteristic. It expresses itself sometimes intellectually, ideationally, but fundamentally as a moral trait, to be people who put enormous value, not on the material and not on the carnal, but more to the point, on Chachma, Bina, and Das, the concepts, the eternal, immutable concepts of the Torah, that Hashem utilized literally as the DNA of the universe. Hashem b'Chachma Yaser Aretz, Konin Shamayim b'Sivuna, b'Da'ato, Nivku'u Tehomos, Shechakim Yirafu Tal.